Item on agenda is public hearing, consideration of amendment to regulation four VAC 20-252-10 pertaining to striped bass.
Good afternoon.
Earl Riley, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone. I do have some handouts.
Probably about a dozen, maybe a little less public comments, and all but one are in support of delaying any decision on today's issue, which is to consider amendments to the fall recreational striped bass fishery measures. And you'll find later on that staff is in support of that recommendation, which is a little different than last month, and there are some reasons that support this type of decision. Although we're here on a recreational issue, the backdrop for a lot of the public comments stem from a decision by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission to ask for commercial increases of coastal quota. So not for the Chesapeake Bay, but for our coastal area and other states' coastal or ocean fisheries. And this has been circulating for a little while. Public hearings have been held up and down the coast, maybe about 9 public hearings altogether. And to summarize this first slide very briefly, there are 2 ways to increase the commercial quota. One is to adjust the regulations the state has in place, whether it's commercial or recreational, to afford an increase in quota. For example, if you were going to adjust just on commercial measures, you might increase the commercial size. That would free up the ability for you to have more quota. That's just an example. Or, as a state, you could, let's just say, instead of a 2-fish recreational limit, you had a 1-fish recreational limit. Well, that would certainly free up commercial quota. So working within a state's existing management measures, and those are just examples. The second item is to just have a flat increase where states could increase, and in addendum 2, which this slide is from, anywhere from 20% to 40%, and those options were looked at. And the important component of this is the ASMFC will not meet on this until November. The public hearings aren't even finished yet. And since they won't meet in November, when our public hearing was held in June 28th, ASMFC was here, conducted the public hearing, there was a Coastal Conservation of Virginia alert and comment to the record that there should be consideration to not make a decision right now. There are aspects of the striped bass stock that need to be looked at, and that's in your packet. One is mycobacteriosis in the bay and potential implications on the coastal migratory stock. The other is that the fishery has just been off. And in fact, we've heard that for several years, anywhere from the northern neck to other areas where the complaints have been that they're just not seeing the numbers or the size of fish that they had been seeing. Really, these aren't scientific facts yet, but nonetheless, when you see the following slides, you'll see that our fishery has been off by 30%, 2009 and 2008. And you're also aware from having looked at this each year that there were times where we had to ratchet the fishery down with management measures. And the public notice that's in your packet and what we advertised for was to remove this no-take slot limit between 28 and 34 inches as a way to increase the harvest compared to 2009 and 2008. On top of all this, as you yourselves have pointed out over the last 2 years, it's the economic climate. and perhaps the economic climate in 2010 will be better, but certainly the comments from commission members last year and the year before is that your feelings were that the economic climate had a lot to do with the fishery being down in terms of harvest of fish. So all those type of comments have gone forward to you now. Initially, the ad hoc committee, we did not meet. There's a standing committee that has met for 6 years. They decided that the staff proposal, what we intended to bring forward today as a proposal for action to remove the no-take slot limit, they supported that. On apprising this same ad hoc committee of the change in tactics and the wait until the ASMFC meets in November, judges the merits of the commercial raise, and then it comes back to the commission on the commercial end if they adopt that at the ASMFC, and at the same time, so maybe it's December, to finalize by January, the recreational issue would be for 2011. So we would still support removing the no-take slot limit for 2011. The only thing that would get in the way of that is if we have harvest estimates for 2010 that show after two lean years the harvest has increased. One important thing here in option two down here, if you look at that, it is going to be up to the jurisdiction. So despite what ASMFC does, if they reject the proposal to increase the coastal commercial quota, well, then not much is going to go on here on that end of it. If they approve it, it's still up to each jurisdiction to decide how to go forward. So that's why I'm showing you the commercial information as the backdrop. This is recreational specific fishery information, and as indicated, last couple of years have been lean years, and what's been done here is there's a quota of 1.5 million pounds for 2010, and that is shown according to what the 2009 landings are. So for each of these percentage differences, it's in relation to the quota in the year following the harvest to show you what type of distance there is. And this bottom row here is really strictly an average. So over time, the harvest for Virginia for the Chesapeake Bay since 1997 has averaged 1.7 million pounds. The quota has been just over 1.6 million pounds. There's been a 2% overage, if you will, which is pretty close management over the course of 14 years. You can see some years, for example, it started in 2003 in terms of a quota being breached pretty significantly, 2001, 2002, somewhat minor overages, 2004 was even more of a major overage, and so forth. So it's been a little bit back and forth. To give you an indication of the management measures, really the commission did not have to take very much action. First of all, this is a bay-wide quota. It's one quota. All the jurisdictions are pooled. So while there were quota overages starting in 2001 for the first time that lasted all the way through 2006, the bay-wide quota was never breached. There's never been an overage of the bay-wide quota since 1997. 2003 was close. That was within, you know, a few percentage points probably. But in 2004, it was really the recreational group that said they were concerned by the 2003 overage, and this slot limit, which we actually advertised for 2010 fall fishery, the original slot limit of two fish, one can be greater than 28 inches. That was in place in 2004. Availability, whatever the conditions were, economy, everything was certainly working very well because the harvest was still 2.4 million pounds. From 2005 on, it's been the no-take slot, no fish allowed between 28 and 34 inches, with some variations where the season in December became adjusted, whether it was 2 weeks of just one fish or 10 days of one fish. Those are the modifications the commission made through 2009. And you can see the harvests here have been fairly low the last 2 years, 1.1 and about 1.2 million pounds on a quota of 1.6 million pounds. So certainly not utilization, full utilization. Just to touch on this quickly, the MRS, as you know, which will be MRIP, does these intercepts of anglers and also the telephone calls, which will soon change too for this year. But in terms of the interviews or the on-site interviews, this gives you an indication from 2004 through 2009 that the total number of interviews varies, with the highest amount in 2008. These are all for private boat. So these are positive private boat samples of striped bass that were either measured or told they were in coolers. So it's a count of the striped bass. You can see really the only anomaly was in 2005. And 2005, I think, also coincided with a problem that the commission had with the September-October estimates at that time of what the harvest were. But there were not very many samples in 2005. We do add on to this survey every year since 1994, so this could be quite a bit lower if we did not. This is just to make the case for wave six, November and December, the waves in two-month periods. As you can see, from the time the fishery reopened in 1990 until 2009, wave six is the major portion of the fishery. And in fact, the private boat was shown on the last slide because that's anywhere from 88% to 94% of the Chesapeake fishery. And you can see the peaks and harvest up here, and you can see the last 2 years right there. So to explore just a little bit on what's going on in the fishery, the effort does seem to have a slight downturn in the hatched bars in terms of number of trips. This is only November and December, but it's the major part of the fishery following 2004, 5, and 6. So there is a drop-off. And if you come over here to 2000, let's say, you can see that the harvest is probably comparable here. The trips are a little bit more. So it's a gross indication that effort has fallen off. Whether or not it's responsible for the drop-off in harvest, it doesn't look like that's completely so. This is a more telling statistic. It is catch. So catch is comprised of the harvest, the landed fish, plus those fish that are released by anglers, which is in the maroon here. And you can see the last 2 years in terms of catch have been extremely low, the lowest in the time series since 1997. The harvest is somewhat comparable to some of these earlier years, but it's also less. So the catch was off quite a bit the last 2 years. The saltwater tournament data, the citations, these are experienced fishermen. These are fishermen who do go after the larger fish. There's no doubt about it. And you can see the 2009 data, both in the total number of citations, the kept in the green hatched, and the released in the blue, you can see a drop-off all along the line. However, on the other hand, if you go back to 2004, 2003, they're similar, and there have been certainly changes in the fishery. There has been a live eel component starting about 4 years ago in earnest, I guess, which has increased the number of larger fish. But nonetheless, to look at 2006 compared to the slide downwards to 2009 in all three of those components is another statistic. I think one thing that I don't recall that the CCA alert talked about, but it may have, was recruitment. And this is something the ASMSC has been working on for about 6 months. For all the states that have a recruitment survey for the major stocks. You have Delaware, you have Hudson, Chesapeake, you have the Albemarle Roanoke, and at times there's even a small component with the Kennebec stock in Maine. So you have that composite to look at. And what the ASMFC has been trying to judge, and you see the circle around some low indices in 1980 to 82 is to what really is a recruitment failure. So the diamonds are the annual abundance indices, error bars around them, and this red line is that anything below that occurred less than 25% of the time, and in this example, from all the VIMS juvenile abundance indices starting in 1967 forward. There is a gap here, by the way. And what VIMS was able to do was to say, with the error bars, if they go to a 33%, so a third of the time where they are low, 1980 to 82, when you look at the last 5-6 years, say 6 years for Virginia's juvenile abundance index, it's really pretty much the same if you include these error bars and get the overlap. The long time series is right about here, 8.7, and as you can see, these are all falling right in there. So that's the VIMS index, the Virginia index. This is Maryland. Maryland Juvenile Abundance Index is what launched the fishery, the restart of the fishery in 1990, when a running average of 8 for 3 years occurred. And you can see there have been some low points with Maryland. 3 out of the last 7 years, let's say, were pretty low. Some of you may remember, I think it was probably 2007 here, where a very low index drew a pretty big knee-jerk reaction, and there was a lot of commotion about the lowness of the juvenile abundance index. And I say knee-jerk because, you know, there's 18, 19 year classes out there. If you have a good year class every once in a while, every 3 or 4 years, you're replenishing the fishery. And if you recall, we had a good year class 1989, 93, 96, 2001, 2003 were good year classes. The bad part is there hasn't been a real strong year class since 2005 with the Virginia one, and in Maryland probably 2003. So this is something to pay attention to when you're looking at the stock overall. Another thing to look at is the abundance of larger fish. This is taken from ASMFC data. It's the coastwide abundance of striped bass at age. You can see that here's the recovery year, 1995, and here we are here. Now, it is true that there has been a downturn in the last 4 years in the 8-plus. There hasn't been in the 10-plus, so these are age 10-plus fish. And I know one thing that ASMFC will do, which is a good reason why it comes back to the commission to make decisions. They're going to look at all the coastwide information. And the coastwide information is not going to support problems in the Chesapeake Bay if they are exactly problems the way they are delineated right now. Because the idea is the spawning stock is in good shape. Fishing mortality rate coastwide is about 0.21, and the target's 0.30. So it will come back to the commission to make the decision. The analogy, I suppose, is that there's been a lot of debate about the menhaden stock on the coast versus the Chesapeake Bay. And a similar situation, just as an analogy, exists for striped bass. So that's some of the background of what to consider. The other part is what will happen if the no-take slot is taken off. In the yellowish bars is the 2004 length frequency. In the dark blue is the 2009 length frequency. You do see some fish that shouldn't be there. So they were collected by the National Marine Fisheries Service and measured. Not that many. What you can expect is that these bars would be replenished. You would see blue bars at this height with the no-take slot removed. So you will fill in weight in this category here. So the other thing to look at is the very large fish, and you see that it's sort of mixed. There are some size intervals that have strictly 2009 data, but when you get down here to some larger fish, it's only 2004. So the idea here is that we will add weight to the harvest by removing the no-take slot, and that is why the evaluation indicates that staff, if you wish to go forward today and remove the no-take slot, staff recommends implementing the measure that was in place in 2004, one fish greater than 28, because it could very well be with a slightly better economy, if availability is better, if the trips increase, that next year we could be looking at an overage. That is possible. So we're asking for stepwise management if you wish to pursue that direction. This is the spawning stock biomass I mentioned before, and total abundance. So total abundance is down a little bit, but you have to keep in mind here's a target and here's a threshold. Here's 1995 right there. 1995 was considered the year of recovery because the spawning stock biomass equaled average levels that were determined from 1962 to 1979. So well above still. The other part of all this, and I'm just trying to give you the background, is that this is a relatively new model, 3 years in the running, and there are always some flutterings in the terminal years. Terminal few years aren't quite as solid as the years that precede them. So this is from a model. One thing the CCA alert did point out was that in 2015, which is here, that in the projection that there would be a lowering of the 8-plus striped bass. This is a projection, though. If you notice, there has been a downward trend overall coastwide, and the projection is going to feed off of these last few years. Nonetheless, if you look at this abundance here that it's feeding off of, you can still see that the level is very high in terms of millions of fish, so 53 million fish. And again, if you go back to 1995, because I think that's a reasonable point to judge, maybe about 41 million fish. Staff requests the Commission postpone any decision on these amendments to Regulation 4VAC 225210 in sequence until after the November ASMFC meeting for the reasons that I indicated earlier.
Very good briefing, Rob. Thank you. Any questions of Mr. Yeah, so
if we support Mr. you,
yes, sir.
Support your recommendation, then there would be no change for 2010.
That is correct.
Right.
Yes, sir.
The first change we could make would be 2011.
Yes, sir. And we would want to. I think that usually by mid-February, so mid-February 2011 for the recreational fishery, we would know about the 2010 fishery. And there's no doubt that data play a part in here, as staff has indicated other times. For example, in 2009, Wave 5 was a big problem for the National Marine Fisheries Service. Their telephone survey, their contractor was only able to make half the phone calls it was supposed to. So Wave 5 is questionable, but Wave 6 is our big wave, and things were straightened out by Wave 6.
Actually, Mr. Fox, if we decide to take staff's recommendation, the Commission, if it takes no action, that will satisfy and suffice, I believe.
Right.
Further questions? Thank you, Rob. I'm sorry. Nope.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
This is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on this matter? There being none, the matter's before the Commission. The Chair will entertain a motion. Mr. Tankard.
I move that we take staff recommendation here.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Rob, good job. Thank you.